You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And basketball analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know what can I say, but it wasn't going to happen here with him.
Hey, it's time for the Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tangway along for the Rise Human Pod. Bob is on assignment for the next 2 weeks. So what you see is what you get. And we are brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of CLNS Media Networks. Score this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money line bet. That's $150 if your team wins. Okay, Jeff, at the time of this recording, we are in the in-season tournament. So just your thoughts on the state of the Celtics at this point. Porzingis is getting a calf injury. How concerned are you about that? And if Porzingis has to rest a particularly amount of lengthy amount of time, is that going to expose the Celtics?
I mean, yeah, eventually, obviously, it'll catch up with them to some degree. But, you know, as long as it's not too serious, which it doesn't look like it is, listen, it benefits some guys. You know, they're still winning without him so far. Now they played Philly without Embiid and Maxey.
It was a game, though, man. Philly stepped up.
They did. But, you know, in Chicago, I mean, Chicago stinks right now. So
right. It
really depends on your schedule, right? They hit it the right time so far, but it'll eventually catch up with them because, you know, frankly, they're just thin up front. And more of, you know, to me, it's kind of the rim protection that Porzingis adds. And obviously, he hasn't made shots at a high clip yet. But I don't know if it matters that much, Gary, because – you know, his reputation within the league is such that you've got to go out and get him, whether he's shooting 31% or 40% from three. It doesn't matter. He's still a big that can stretch the court. And that opens it up for other guys like Jason Tatum to be more efficient, which he's been. You know, Jaylen Brown hasn't, but Tatum's certainly been more efficient this year. You know, they're 15-4. They've won their last three. Porzingis is hurt, but not bad. Like, so far, so really good, because Jrue Holiday still hasn't completely found his stride yet.
How do you feel about the bench? All three of us were worried going in. Do you feel any better or any worse?
Well, I mean, again, you knew you're going to get Horford's actually giving you more than you thought because of the injury. Hauser's giving me more than I thought he'd give me. He has. I mean, Sam Hauser can play because he can stretch the floor and he can shoot and do a little bit more defensively than I thought he'd do at this level. I still think you need one more guy. Pritchard's fine. So those three are fine. But again, you know, if somebody goes down,
right,
you know, you probably need one more guy. I don't know if I trust anybody else on the bench beyond those three.
We talked about this in our last pod with Bob about Jaylen Brown. And when I look at this team, I wonder if Jaylen Brown, okay, just work with me on this for a minute, okay, here. Even though Jaylen Brown starts, is he a guy that could fill in offensively if Porzingis, well, Tatum, forget, if Tatum goes down, it's a different world. But is Brown a guy that can fill in offensively? You know, if Porzingis goes down, if White goes down, even though Jaylen's averaging 21 a game, I sit there and I look, well, if somebody else goes down in the starting lineup, maybe he becomes a bigger focus.
Well, they're all capable. That's the beauty, Gary. Like, I think if you took Jaylen Brown out of the lineup, Jrue Holiday would have to be a little bit more aggressive, right? Like, I think they're all capable, even Tatum, right? I mean, his numbers, his scoring numbers have gone down a little bit. His shot attempts. Why? Well, they have more talent around him, so it's spread around. They're not as reliant on one or two guys as they were 2 years ago, right? Derek White's gotten significantly better, significantly. Again, when you Hauser can, he could score. Like, I just think you've got a group that, again, if even Tatum has an off night, you've got four other dudes when they're healthy, that can put up numbers. And Jrue Holiday is capable, fully capable, but it's almost like he understands his role here, which is, hey, you know what? Keep everybody happy, defend at a high level, pick your spots offensively. And yeah, if somebody's hurt, yeah, I might have to go for 15, 18 certain nights.
Well, that's just it, is that I think you just made the point that can make Celtics fans feel a little more secure, that if there is not a deal made at the trade deadline and you need more offense, it can come from the starting five.
Yeah, I mean, again, you just
want to make a deal. I mean, you want that other guy, but if you can't, maybe more offense comes from one of the other four.
Yeah, I just think you need one more guy. I think you need one more guy as insurance as much as anything else.
Yeah,
right?
It makes us feel better. It makes us sleep at night. If you go, I mean, we've talked about it. The great reference point is 08, you know, the P.J. Browns of the world, or Eddie House was on this. You know, if you find that guy, then we're like, okay, we're good. But that's easier said than done.
Yeah, you need somebody that Brad Stevens can pick up towards the trade deadline, that somebody wants to unload a veteran because they're out of it, right? And they need to play their young guys. And I don't know who that is right now, but that's the type of player you're going to need to get at the trade deadline that can, you know, again, if Porzingis gets hurt, it's really, again, if Tatum gets hurt, you're done. If Porzingis or Horford get hurt, you better have somebody else there that can step up and take those minutes, or some of them.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel. You know it's America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money line bet. Look, if you're not good at math, you know that's a good deal. I mean, I'm not good at math, and I know that's a good deal. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is easy to use, so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off your NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. All right, here we go, folks. Now pay attention to this. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Okay, how do we feel about Joe Mazzulla right now? I can't give you an exact moment, but I thought about this when he had the conversation with Billy Donovan. We all know what happened. Billy Donovan was upset because the Celtics had to run up the score because of the in-season tournament. And Mazzulla, in a very mature way, almost as a veteran coach, I mean, Billy Donovan's a big deal. I know he hasn't won in the NBA, but he's won two NCAA championships. He's played in the Final Four. I mean, Billy Donovan is high pedigree. And Mazzulla was like, Billy, what do you want me to do? These are the rules of the game. Right. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. Yeah. So I looked at that and I thought, for Mazzulla, that was a very mature way of handling it. So I started to think about this, and I'm seeing a more mature, I'm seeing a more comfortable Joe Mazzulla. I don't know if he's a better coach. You know, I still think it comes down to the players. But he seems to be better.
Well, again, I think he's more comfortable because he's got a group that is more comfortable with him. You know, again, we talked about it in the preseason.
Yeah, Marcus gone.
Yeah, Marcus gone. Grant gone. Obviously, we know Grant didn't love him. Malcolm gone. Those were the three guys that were not like Joe Mazzulla guys. So now he brings in Porzingis, who's super easy to deal with. You know, far more mature than he was when he came in the league, obviously. Jrue Holiday is like the ultimate in professional, right? Like, that's what he is. You know, Sam Hauser is just happy to be getting minutes. So, you know, the one guy that you'd say, okay, maybe would be a little bit, all right, Jaylen Brown. Well, Jaylen Brown's just got the richest damn contract in the history of the NBA.
Oh, I know. What's he got to complain about?
Yeah, nothing. I mean, again, I'm sure he's looking at his production and saying, all right, yeah, you know, I would have liked it to be what it was last year. But, you know, ultimately, again, I think they all understand if they win a championship, they get sacrifice, whether it's Tatum or Jaylen Brown. It's not like they're not getting shots. They're getting plenty of shots. It's just, it's going to behoove them to move the ball and get these other guys involved, because all it's going to do is open it up for Tatum and Jaylen Brown when it matters most.
So that is our Celtics update. Now let's get to this in-season tournament. You know, it's working. As far as I'm concerned, it's working. It's generating a lot of interest. If you love basketball as we do and you watch anyway, it's fine. Okay. The floor is, because of my eyesight.
Yeah.
The floors aren't great for me, but that's it.
Yeah, they're a little much.
Yeah, they're, you know, it's, but I mean, what am I complaining about? So here's my question for you is, this in-season tournament, as we have four of the top 10 scorers in the in-season tournament, so we do have some names. It's important. It's obviously important to LeBron.
Yep.
Is this any sort of indication of things to come in the postseason?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think so. But again, you know, you look in the West and, you know, the Lakers, Sacramento, New Orleans, Phoenix, like they'll probably all be playoff teams, I guess. I don't know if New Orleans will be, but I think the other three will be. Then you look at the East and you're like, okay, Milwaukee and Boston, we know they're going to be there. Boston barely gets in. Indiana, probably not. Probably not. And the Knicks, like, yeah, there'll be a fringe.
But why not Indiana? Here's my point, Jeff, is that you take a look at the way you just mentioned, like, New Orleans. Like, I never thought we'd hear from New Orleans again. But if you're a team, you're like, guys, we've done it now. Why can't we keep it going? Now, obviously, it's the time of the year. We all know the intensity is going to ramp up when it comes to the spring. But guys are playing hard. Guys want to go to Vegas. Guys want the $500,000. And Indiana's a great story. I mean, if you're you're Carlisle, right? Aren't you saying, guys, you did it this time, keep it going? Doesn't this give teams like Indiana and New Orleans a sense of confidence and a sense of team?
Yeah, I mean, listen, absolutely. I mean, if you're Indiana, you're playing well. You've got a pretty good young group. You know, I mean, Halliburton's been an absolute, you know, stud, and I never. Listen, I didn't see this coming from Tyrese Halliburton. And I said it when Sacramento drafted him. I'm like, I just don't see the fit. You know, they had a bunch of guards at that point. And then they dealt him for what, Sabonis and Buddy Hield. You know, it's been a hell of a deal. It's been a hell of a deal for Indiana because Halliburton's been one of the best players in the league. Probably will be for a long time. Just don't know if they have enough around him, Gary. You know, but also the East isn't overpowering. So maybe they can get in there. I don't think they're going to be players in this Eastern Conference anytime soon. But I don't really think the Knicks are players either. I really don't. I
mean, really, it still just comes down to Philly, Milwaukee, and Boston.
Yeah, probably. I mean, again.
Now Bob is, you know, Bob is in on the Sixers. Based on the way they played without their two studs against the Celtics the other night, does that make you more interested in the Sixers? Because I don't think you're as in on Philly as Bob is.
I'm not. I don't think they're there. I think they're a notch behind Boston and Milwaukee. I just think, you know, those two teams have more quality depth. More, you know, like more than if somebody gets hurt, something happens. Because we've seen it in the playoffs. It feels like every year. every year it's a war of attrition and who's healthy at the end. And I think, again, the Celtics and Milwaukee can withstand injuries, not to their superstars, but to some of their other ancillary parts and still go deep. You know, obviously Milwaukee didn't do that without Middleton last year. I just think Philly's so reliant on Embiid, who's been injury prone for a lot of his career, not lately, but for a lot of his career.
Right.
And Tyrese Maxey still growing into this role as the number two guy. But listen, you know, they've done better than I thought, and maybe they'll surprise me. I just think the class of the East is clearly Boston and Milwaukee.
Let's talk about Halliburton in depth. We all see the numbers, 24.9 points per game, but I was looking at him last night. He also leads the league in assists at 11.9 per game. So this gives me visions of tiny Nate Archibald, who I think was the last player to lead the league in scoring and assists. Now, he's not leading the league in scoring, but I mean, dude, you put up 26 points a game and 11 assists?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about the other part of his game, distributing the basketball.
Well, again, I mean, he's a guy that does it with more, I feel like with more efficiency than some of these other guys, right? Like, you know, there are these high volume guards, you know, mainly Trae Young, who takes a ton of shots. And Halliburton, I feel like, doesn't force nearly as much. I mean, you look at him right now, 52% from the field, Gary, 45% from three, 88% from the line. You know, it's almost 12 assists, like you said, in 20. He is super efficient. Right. Like, that's what separates Halliburton is keep shooting, man. Whatever you're doing, it's working and finding your spots, because you're not a guy who's going to just dribble. And take back, like, that's Trae Young. Trae Young is dribble, and then take crazy three-pointers. Halliburton takes it within the framework of the offense. That's the difference for Halliburton. He's always been, like, a high-character team guy who really doesn't dominate the basketball like a Trae Young does.
So what makes his game – why is he such a complete player? I mean, what does he have? Great court vision. You mentioned the efficiency. So I think what you're saying, to get deeper into it, is that he doesn't take stupid shots. And if he doesn't have the right shot, he passes it up and he dishes to somebody who has a better shot.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of is what he's got. Great size. He's not a great, great athlete, not super quick. He's got a slower release on his three. And that's always been, that was always my question. Does he have enough time to get his three off in the NBA? Right. But he's been able to do that. And again, he's got enough good veteran players around him. Like, you know, Miles Turner's been around a long time. Good player. Like, Buddy Hield can shoot the hell out of the ball. We know that. Obi Toppin's been good coming over from the Knicks. Ben Mathurin's super talented coming out of Arizona, young player. You add Bruce Brown, which we saw what he did last year, how important he was to the Denver Nuggets because of his kind of toughness. Then you have other guys off the – T.J. McConnell's great off the bench because of his toughness, unselfishness, Nembhard. Like, they've just got good – I guess they've got good culture. Like, I know pretty much all those guys coming up from college. And if you look at them, you know, most of them are good, high-character culture guys, along with some real talent in there as well. But nobody – you never thought Halliburton was going to be a guy that you thought of as, like, a top 10-ish player in the league, but right now he's playing like it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Clippers last night, at the time of this recording, they pulled one out. They were down 22 against Golden State. Now, Golden State was down some guys.
Yeah.
No Chris Paul, Wiggins, no Payton. But, you know, they talked to Paul George after this game. This one meant something. So there's Harden, there's Kawhi, there's George. At the time of this recording, they were a game under 500.
Yeah.
Those three names are still pretty damn good. We all know about Harden. I mean, if he chooses to play, right, you got something. So are the Clippers dangerous?
I don't think so. Because, again, I just don't trust the health of Kawhi and Paul George.
Okay.
But listen, it's all about Kawhi to me. It's all about Kawhi. You know, like Harden can screw things up, certainly, but – like, if Kawhi plays like the old Kawhi, which he started to play better, you know, the last couple of weeks, he started to step it up a little bit. And we just, you forget how good Kawhi was in Toronto. You forget how dominant he was earlier in his career. And if he can get back close to that, yeah, I mean, I think they can be an interesting team. That, again, you know, they go into a first-round series and you're like, all right, I don't know if I want to see them with the healthy Kawhi and Paul George. And you never know what you're going to get out of James Harden. You know, that's the thing. He hasn't been great. They haven't been great, really, since they got him. But ultimately, it's on Kawhi Leonard. That will determine, like, whether this team has a legitimate shot to win, you know, a playoff round or two.
I don't really know Paul George's personality. Do you know his personality?
I think he's pretty chill. I think he's pretty chill.
But it seems to me, what I've been able to read and put together is this is a guy that still wants to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't think, like, Harden, who knows? Kawhi's got the ring. He's had some injuries. But every time I read quotes from George and I just see him, it seems like he's really trying to get this thing to work.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, again, if you're, and they're home. I mean, all these guys are back home. So, you know, Kawhi, Paul George, James Harden, they're all from that LA area. So, like, it'd be cool for them to be able to do something at home. But I just feel like the window's closing on all of those three players. Forget about them as a team.
Right.
Like, on their careers, you know, the window's starting to close a little bit. And obviously, Kawhi's had his injuries. Paul George has his injuries. Harden just had his issues over the years here. So, I don't know. I think, you know, again, you're winning with guys in your prime for the most part. Those guys are on the back end of their careers to some degree, but you better have some dudes in their prime, you know, like Giannis, like Tatum, like Embiid even. You know, he's not that old, right? I mean, Joel, it feels like he's older than he is.
Oh, because he gets hurt, yeah.
Right, right. Joel's been around for a while. You know, you need that. I mean, I guess the exception might be LeBron James. At 38 years old,
yeah, he's amazing.
Still carrying the Lakers, like he's a freak.
I mean, you know, the other thing about LeBron is he still loves the game. It's obvious. I felt when LeBron went to LA, he produces a lot of television shows and movies. He does stuff with Maverick. Has he lost his luster to win? Is he thinking I'm just gonna? And he really hasn't. And I thought he might have. I thought he said, okay, I'm going to play it out. I've got some rings, you know, and I'm going to make movies. But he works.
I mean, he works. You know, the interesting thing with him now is, I don't know if you saw it, he said, you know, when Bronny makes his debut, which could come like this week, he said, I'm going to be there for it. Like, I'll miss a game. I'll miss a game for it. How do you feel about that?
I think today's day and age where we criticize professional athletes for the lack of family values, I think it's awesome.
Me too.
I think it's awesome because you can't have it both ways. There was a time, I remember when Bob Young, who was the offensive lineman for the Cardinals, and then later he was the offensive line coach, was it for the Oilers? And one of his linemen missed a game for the birth of his kid. And Young came out and just ripped him.
Really?
And then Young got lambasted because it's a whole new time. I mean, you're in the delivery room and so forth. So professional athletes are scrutinized because of their lifestyle on and off the court. So you can't have it both ways. You can't criticize LeBron for going to be with his – go see his son. I mean, I love it. I mean, it is one game going to make a difference for the Lakers? It's not.
Hell no. I'm not comparing it to the birth of a kid, but this is a huge milestone.
Oh, it's a big deal. I mean, are you kidding
me? With everything the kid went through, he almost died. He almost died. So to me, if I'm a father, I want to be there for everything, every big milestone for my kid. And obviously, you can't do it, whether it's LeBron, whether it's our business. There's certain things you're going to miss. But I think at this point in LeBron's career, he's comfortable enough in his own skin, and he's done enough to be able to say, you know what? I'm going to do what the hell I want.
Oh, if I'm Genie Boss, I'd give him the team plane, fly him in, fly him out, you're in, you're out, fine. That's right. Which he probably is doing. But look, I had time off from my job. I saw my kid play every lacrosse game his senior year. Yeah. Do it up.
Yep.
Do it up. Okay. As we wrap this up, Jeff, I don't know if you saw that there are two San Antonio restaurants, and I had to write down all of these details here.
Okay.
They are offering the Wemby-inspired hamburger at Chris Madrid's for $18.
Okay.
It's the Wemby Challenge. Four patties and gobs of melted cheese with a mini Wemby on a toothpick. It's a picture of Wemby on a toothpick, right? Goes to the middle. I think this is kind of unoriginal, though, because it's just cheese and meat, but it's a lot of meat. If you finish, you get a T-shirt and your picture on the Wemby Burger Challenge Wall of Fame. Okay. Here's the next one. This is the good one.
Okay.
The Root Pub. Have you been to any of these places?
No. I mean, I probably have if they're on the Riverwalk, but I don't remember their names. The names.
Colby Beef, French Faux Gras, right? Black truffle, garlic. I always mispronounce this word. Aioli sauce.
Yeah.
And French onion strings. Now, this is the key, because you got the duck and you got the French onion strings.
I can do the first one. I can do the first one.
You can
four
do the
patties. I don't know how big are the patties though. Are they like quarter pound? It's gonna.
You look online; they're pretty big, dude. I mean, they're pretty big.
But I could have done it years ago. I could have done it, no problem. Now I don't know.
With all that cheese,
I might need a trip. I might need a trip to the bathroom mid meal or something.
Well,
I don't know.
All that cheese on there, you're not going to be able to go for weeks. But the Wemby Burger, baby. The Wemby Burger. Quick note as we wrap up on Wemby, as I was looking at this, in his last game, he had the 22 points and 11 rebounds against Denver, but six steals and four blocks. Yeah. The steals.
Yeah, he's so quick and so long. He's so long and you know, listen, the only thing, again, he's still got to get stronger. He's still got to make his threes with more consistency, but – man, is he fun to watch. He and Chet Holmgren are fun to watch and just need him to stay healthy. That's all.
Jeff, talk to you next week, my friend. Always a pleasure. Just got to let you know, we are sponsored by FanDuel. FanDuel is the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. Score this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Jeff Goodman, until next week.